Men never tell me anything until I contradict them. This is Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Men never tell me anything until I contradict them. That sounds like a very negative attitude, a negative sentence, a negative concept. What does that mean? Men never tell me anything until I contradict them. What does it mean to contradict? Well, since we know everything, everybody knows everything, and people come to us and they just repeat what we already know, there's nothing that people are telling us because we already know it. But when somebody comes and tells us something that is not so, or something that is not fully what we believe, then when we contradict them, then we are entering into the conversation. Up in that time, until that time, we are just accepting information from here and there that we already know and that we do not have an opinion about. Now, you say, well, you have an opinion about women who wear great big dresses that they wore during the 1890s and so forth, with skirts and skirts and skirts and skirts and skirts. You have an opinion on that. Yes, that's true. You have an opinion on that. Yes, I said that's true. You have an opinion on that. Yeah, okay. But I never said anything about it. You don't have to say anything. Your opinion and your contradiction can be inside of you. You don't have to be outward. You see the birds flying up in the tree, and you say, wow, I'd love to be able to do that. Wouldn't it be fun to fly? Wouldn't it be fun to do this? But how do they do it? And you see, you're contradicting them. You're going against what the bird does, and not in a negative sense, in a sense that you are wondering how they do it. Now, if you just look at the bird and see it flying and say, that's nice, no. You have no opinion. You have no thought about it. You haven't let that condition enter into your life or enter into your thinking. And only when we let things enter into our thinking do they make an effect upon us. Now, you say, well, things don't have to make an effect on us. That's true. But as I just said, men never tell me anything until I contradict them. Experiences never tell me anything until I contradict it, until I speak about it in a way that says, I'm not sure I understand how you work. That doesn't seem to be real. That doesn't seem to be right. And, you know, think of this one. It's a lovely contradiction. I can't believe it. I can't believe I just won the sweepstakes. I can't believe that she said yes when I asked her to marry me. I can't believe it, you know. Now, that's a contradiction. It's a stupid contradiction. It's a limiting contradiction. Rather, if we were to say, wow, that's the way it is. I always win the sweepstakes. I always have every girl say yes to me whenever I ask her to go out. Every girl loves me and wants to be in my company. They think I'm just wonderful. You know, now, that's not a contradiction. That's just an affirmation of truth, an affirmation of facts. But we don't really need to have people tell us things, do we? People don't really need to tell us anything because we already know that. We already know everything. And we sometimes forgot that we know, and we bring it out of our consciousness, but we already know it. Now, what value is there in having men tell me something, you know, that they never tell me something until I contradict them? What value is there in that? It seems like it would be sort of a limiting attitude or a limiting aspect. Well, it's just this. Whenever we become so jaded or so complacent, that's the word, whenever we become so complacent in our life, we are not living. We are vegetating. We are doing nothing. To be complacent means we have no opinions, we have no interest. We see the birds flying. Well, this morning, Sylvia is celebrating her birthday today. and she is just a bubble. She received a card from Ellen, and that card had a picture on it that was taken last year of the meadow out here. And the meadow was aglow with yellow poppies, just a flood of them, just a blanket of them. And then Ellen took a bunch of other little flowers that also grow among the poppies and pasted them on the front of the card over all these yellow poppies. Well, it made a very dramatic picture. Now, we've seen these fields of yellow poppies so often we are complacent about it. I often speak of our friends in Switzerland and how complacent they are. They live among the Swiss Alps, the glorious grand mountains, snow-topped, wonderful. They live among the beautiful pine trees. They live among all this glory. And after a while, they don't see it anymore. They become complacent. And you just are not aware of it. You're not aware of it. And men can tell you, oh, look at that beautiful mountain. Oh, that, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it every day for the last 10 years, you know, and it doesn't mean anything anymore. But when you say, oh, look at that mountain. See the skier coming down there? And they say, man, you got good eyes. How can you see that far? Well, I was looking with your binoculars. Oh, let me see them. Oh, that's my friend Mary. You know, she's going to get, you see, now the mountain is alive. The mountain is alive with Mary, her friend, who's going to get married and who has invited her to the wedding too. And see, it comes alive with personality, with imagination. And this is what happens. She says, I don't see anybody up there. First, there's that contradiction. I don't see anything. And then when she takes out the binoculars, oh, it's my friend Mary. So when we take out our vision and look carefully, we see many beautiful things. We see many glorious things in our life. But until we contradict it, we don't bother looking. Because a lot of times you're driving in your car and you're driving down the highway, and on both sides of the highway are fields laden with lovely flowers, beautiful flowers of every color. And there's the cars on the road of every color. And the people driving by are wearing clothing of every color. But then, for some reason, you stop. You're not traveling. You're contradicting yourself. You stop, and then you look right, you look left. Oh, isn't that beautiful? But you had stopped to see the flowers. You had stopped to see the screen. You didn't know you stopped to see that. You may have stopped because you wanted to make sure the back door was tight closed or something. But that stopping made you look around and see the beauty that you were so complacent about. And until we, so to speak, contradict the activity we're doing, stop it and take a look around and enjoy what we're seeing, we don't realize how much beauty is there. But it's there. Men never tell me anything until I contradict them. Now, I'm sure there's many other ways of looking at this statement, but I look at the statement from the point of view that our complacency keeps us from even hearing people talk. But the minute somebody says something that contradicts me, then I take an interest. I like to do that with the monks here at the monastery and blow their mind, but they say, Blanta! And I say, San Francisco is north of what? Vancouver? Washington? Or that San Diego is north of Los Angeles. And these are simple, stupid, irrelevant, idiotic statements that irritate our righteousness. And then we say, And then the magic begins when we visualize San Diego north of Los Angeles. We say, let's see, where would we put it in up there? Where would it fit? You know, it's got to have the Bay Area, and it's got to have all the wonderful things that it is. And you see, then you start being creative. You start being imaginative. Then you start doing something marvelous. And, of course, our dear friends who do not live in San Diego, who do not live in sunny Southern California, who do not realize paradise on earth is here, they make such statements as, yes, it probably could, drift off into the ocean. Yes, the earthquakes and these other things could happen, and shift the land around a little bit. And, of course, you see, they become logical, but that's not what it's all about, logical. It's about the ability to let your mind be imaginative and shift around, because whatever the mind of man can think about, can believe, it can achieve. Now, do you want to achieve these things? Do you want to think about these things? It's kind of interesting. So I say go for it. And have yourself a wonderful day thinking about the idea, men never tell me anything until I contradict them. That was a statement that was very blah, mundane, which really didn't stimulate a lot of interest, but it can if you let yourself become a thinker instead of just a complacent being. I love you and have a wonderful day.